Thank you, Stephen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you what, I feel like a king in this suit. What do you think? Similarity doesn't end there. Also, I spent most of the morning sat on a throne. Before I get going, I'd like to thank MasterCard and Visa, without whom this event would never have been possible. My wife and I will be forever in your debt. I've been feeling quite nervous about giving this speech for some time, but I'm pleased to say last night I slept like a baby. I woke up every 2 hours crying my eyes out. After all, weddings can be very emotional events. The last one I went to, even the cake was in tears. I had prepared a superb speech for you today, but unfortunately, now that I'm married, I've been told to read this one instead. A speech which is like a miniskirt, long enough to cover the essentials but short enough to hold your attention. A wedding speech is one of those rare occasions when you get the opportunity to publicly say how you feel about the people you really care about. So I'm going to devote the next couple of minutes to pay tribute to some very special people indeed. Starting with the bar staff. On to the serious stuff though. Firstly, thank you, Stephen, for your kind words and giving away Susan. I better shut up about that point part because I'm getting that look, of course. And of course, my son Andrew for being my best man, even though he is much taller than me now. I'd like to pay tribute to the ushers, Stephen, TJ, Hayden, Brody, and the ring bearer, Grayson. Being an usher can be a dangerous job. I was an usher once at a friend's wedding. I asked a lady entering the church if she was a friend of the groom. She said, "Certainly not. I'm the bride's mother." When I first met Susan, I had no idea what she looked like, yet knew her as soon as she walked into the room. And though there is some disagreement about an incident with chocolate-covered strawberries from the first date, I think we both knew quickly that we were meant for each other, or as Susan says, mad enough for each other. Those who know us realize quickly our humor helps keep us smiling despite some very dark days. In fact, we went to Bristol Hospital so many times during one period we had a frequent visitor card and were invited to the hospital Christmas party. While we both enjoy our singing, as many of you here tonight can vouch, be it with St. Joe's Church Choir, Bristol Choral, or just having fun at karaoke, while Susan sings some very beautiful songs, I try and come up with some words of my own. As one gets older, words of songs change. Village people, for instance, now sing, "I got a letter from the AARP." And the Who, well, they now sing, "Who am I? Who, who? Hoo-hoo." Even when it came to choose the music for tonight, we decided that having the hokey-cokey would be too dangerous at our age, as it might cause some medical issues with all that in-out and shaking it about. Being both just the other side of 21, in fact, we knew the Dead Sea when it was only sick. More and more items and events are being made specially for those not quite so young. I recently tried the new fruit machine at the senior centre and got three prunes. Though sometimes even Susan and I get a shock from those from our seniors. Recently, we invited to a friend's wedding. He was 84 and his bride was 28. Chatting to him afterwards in the reception, I said, "You're not a bit worried about having a bride of 28?" He says, "Oh, I'll be okay." I said, "Well, I'll tell you one thing, get a lodger." Well, we met him about 6 months later, and I asked him how his wife was doing, and he said, "She's pregnant." I said, "Well, what about the lodger?" And he said, "She's pregnant too." Back to the plot. I'd like to thank our beautiful bridesmaids, Heidi, Amanda, Chrissy, Victoria, and not forgetting our flower girls, Kylie and Sophia. Being a bridesmaid can be a little bit of a bummer. You know the old saying, always a bridesmaid, never an astronaut. I'll tell you a story about being a bridesmaid, but I've never been one. Lastly, I would like to thank all of you, our friends and family, for joining us here today to help celebrate our wedding. I myself never actually received a formal invitation to the wedding, so I hope I haven't just eaten a meal meant for somebody else. Now, if my lovely bride would join me, we would like to raise our glasses to you and give a toast to you all, our family and friends.